10 states hold Democratic contests March 2nd, but Senator John Edwards is concentrating on just a few of them. He's spending most of his time in Ohio, New York, and Georgia, places especially hard hit by job losses in manufacturing. From Rochester, New York, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
As he campaigned this weekend, John Edwards missed few opportunities to portray himself as a champion of the working class. He appeared inside union halls and outside factories with a populist stump speech for blue-collar voters.
In the last 30 years, working people's pay in this country has gone up 10%. CEO pay, 3,000%. This is not the America you and I believe in.
Last night, Edwards spoke at a union hall in Rochester, a city that's had thousands of layoffs at companies like Kodak and Xerox. The senator proposed tax incentives for employers to keep jobs in the United States, and he said the government's been too quick to enter into deals like the North American Free Trade Agreement.
The truth is that trade agreements like NAFTA have been devastating to the economy. You know, we've cost millions of jobs during the time this president has been in office. This administration understands what free trade is. Well, we're going to teach them what fair trade is in this election.
During his 5 years in politics, Edwards' record on trade has been mixed. He wasn't a senator in 1993 when NAFTA passed, but when he did enter the Senate, he supported a Chinese trade deal that the domestic textile industry blamed for a massive downturn in their business. On the other hand, he voted against trade pacts with Singapore, Chile, Central America, and Africa. Auto worker Bob Barrett says he studied Edwards' record and heard the senator speak last night. He came away convinced Edwards will help save American jobs.
You've got to have somebody speaking up for the middle class and the unions because they're the ones that made the middle class. And with the free trade system, free trade is not fair trade. He seems to be on the right track in that regard.
Edwards also appeared yesterday in Youngstown, Ohio, a city so well known for unemployment that Bruce Springsteen once wrote a song about it. Youngstown is a Democratic stronghold and a city where organized labor still wields influence. The senator spoke to picketers at a titanium plant where management has locked out union workers in a contract dispute. Edwards' home state of North Carolina has few unions, but he still found common ground with his audience.
My brother is a card-carrying member of IBEW. My mother is a retired member of the letter carrier. She and my father have health care today only because of the union. This is not an academic issue for me. I've lived through this.
Edwards has gingerly tried to draw distinctions between his trade record and that of Democratic frontrunner John Kerry. Kerry generally has supported free trade and voted for NAFTA in 1993, though lately he's criticized the way the agreement's been enforced. Youngstown State University political scientist Paul Sarasik says Edwards' blue-collar campaign may win votes in Ohio's Rust Belt, but he adds Kerry's recent endorsement from the AFL-CIO may neutralize Edwards' message.
I think for a lot of voters, that still carries a powerful message to them, that this is, you know, what the union wants you to do. That has a lot of power, at least in, you know, Cleveland and the Youngstown area, and that's a good percentage of the Democratic vote in the state.
Polls suggest Kerry has big leads in Ohio and New York, but Sarasik expects the race to tighten, as it did in Wisconsin, where Edwards finished a strong second. The crowds at Edwards' rallies are getting larger and more enthusiastic as he continues to promote his working-class message. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Rochester, New York.